that's where most of her.
She's get around that in a minute.
Tell me a little bit about the garden club. You said you were in the garden club.
I learned a lot. Oh, me. I learned about what not to put. And one of the things interesting me is you start with 7 flowers. You start with an uneven number of flowers when you're fixing things like that. Always were interested in me if it was just.
Now you start with an uneven number of flowers
to make an arrangement. And I made a lot of nice friends, and I finally, of course, as I got interested in animal teaching, and I had to drop out of a lot of things and all through the years, of course, and I'm not attending any of those now, but I did.
And when you came here, was the community, did everybody know each other?
Yes, there was a wonderful situation and all. I look back on it. We lived, when we first came, we rented a home on, and at that time there was a station across from us named Hobo Station.
Uh-huh.
Everybody knew where Hobo Station was, and we lived there until we built our home on. And Luke bought the land for our home from a lady named, and she was the sister of the husband of Miss who taught with me. What was her first name?
Darby was her name. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Jesse's sister's name
was. I have it in the book, but I don't remember.
I never knew her.
You mentioned Hobo Station. What was that? I think I've heard a little bit about
you have, because that was very famous. It was an eating place and a gathering place and a filling station. Oh, you know. And it's gone down in history. Hobo Station has. Everybody knew where Hobo Station was. And there was a grocery store. I don't even remember who had Hobo Station. Do you?
So it was an eating place. What kind of place was it? Like a sit-down
hamburger,
restaurant?
Mostly hot dogs and. Yeah. And such as that. It's very limited eating. But the kind people went for then, you know, or drove a distance to a good restaurant, as I told you, in Atlanta.
Uh-huh. Would people sort of gather there?
I'm sure the men did. I don't remember that women did much.
Okay. How about things like sewing societies or quilting societies?
I never did sew, so I wasn't interested in that, of course. But I'm sure there were wonderful people who did.
She was a big quilter.
Okay. And church clearly was a very important thing. What types of activities would you participate in with the church when you first came to Roswell?
When we first came to Roswell at First Baptist Church, where the chapel is now, was the sanctuary. And when we first came, they did not have a baptistry. So my husband was very active in the church, and we called a new minister. And the first year we were here, the baptistry was built. And before that, the Baptists were baptizing up across from Old Lebanon Church in a creek. Before we built the baptistry, and that was the first year we moved here.
Was the Lebanon Church right there, corner?
The big Lebanon Church has been where the bank is now, where the Northside Bank is now. Was the oldest church in this general area,